Okay. At this time, I'd like to call the Monday, April 7th, 2025 meeting of the Los Angeles County Planning Commission to order. If everybody will stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Far as roll call, we have Mr. Perkins here, Mr. Tronick here, Mr. Bagley's here, Council is here, Secretary, Mr. Rogan, Mr. Cicero. Believe the roll call is good. Or Mr. Rogan, are there any additions to the agenda?
There is not.
Okay, I have a call for a motion to have it approved.
I will make a motion to approve the minutes.
We have a second.
It's the agenda, not the meeting.
Agenda, I'm sorry. Yes. I second the motion to approve the agenda.
Okay, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Approval of the minutes from March 10th, 2025. Are there any additions or corrections to those minutes?
Be absent, I can't. No. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I will go ahead and second it since I was here. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Election of officers, the next item on the agenda. Nominations are open for the chairman.
I'd like to make a motion.
Go ahead.
To reaffirm you as far as to be the chairman of the Planning Commission.
Second. Thank you. Moved and seconded. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, for vice chairman.
Make a motion. Be the vice chairman.
I'll second that.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. No opposition. Secretary. I nominate Paula. Any? By unanimous consent, you are hereby our secretary. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Public hearing. We have application VR 2025-001 by Tracy and Kirk Valduto seeking to vacate 1.7 miles of County Road 55.4 and 2.09 miles of County Road 66. Mr. Rogan, do you have correspondence?
Yes. We tabled this from last time. We've gotten three new letters, two by email from Eric Van Dyke of State of Colorado, Gary Dieske, I think I'm pronouncing his name right, from Kinder Morgan, and Keith Woodring, who is the Los Angeles County Road and Bridge supervisor. I'll go ahead and read these correspondence real quick. Starting on March 14th from Tracy and Kirk Valduto. Good morning or good afternoon, Mr. Van Dyke. I'm inquiring about the impact or any opposition to the request of vacating County Road 66, 2.09 miles and 1.7 mile portion of County Road 55.7. We currently lease the state lease section 36, Township 29 South Range 65 West. Thank you in advance for your time and information, Tracy Falduto. On March 14th, Eric Van Dyke replied, thank you for your email. I have no objections with those county roads being closed into your deeded property. I will need access from time to time to the state trust land. Please provide a key or combination to the locks if this occurs. If there's anything else, let me know. Thanks, Eric. On This next one was on March 17th. And this is from Tracy to Gary Zieske. The outline is the property we purchased last February of 2024, where the icon of the orange house is one of the roads, County Road 66, that we are requesting be fully vacated. On the east side of I-25, on your eastern boundary line, there is a County Road 55.4, which are, we are requesting to be vacated 1.7 miles north to south. And then on March 17th, Gary replied, "Thanks, Tracy. I will review the information. Take care." On March 31st, Tracy wrote back, "I'm following up on my previous request regarding the road vacancy to County Road 66 and the partial vacancy of 55.4 in Aguilar, Colorado. I'm just needing an email response to see how this request may or may not impact Kinder Morgan. Our meeting is fast approaching and I would appreciate your input. Thank you for your time, best Tracy." And then on March 31st, Gary replied, KM, short for Kinder Morgan, has no objections to the proposed vacancies. On March 17th, I received a letter from Keith Woodring. "Sean, in regards to County Road 55.4, in April of 2024, shortly after I was appointed to supervisor for Road and Bridge, I received a call from Mrs. Falduto complaining about the condition of County Road 55.4. She told me it was a mess and it needed to be maintained. It hadn't been maintained in over a year. I explained to her that I would look into the county road and get back to her. When I spoke with Joe Avila, the crew leader for Aguilar, he explained that it hadn't been maintained in quite some time because it was a low priority road. He said that not a lot of traffic drives on that road and there were no homes off that road, just ranchers' grasslands. I asked him to meet me out there later that day, and here's what I found. One, the road was in terrible shape and needed immediate attention. Two, the road had no gravel in it at all dirt. Large ruts, very muddy and hard to drive on. Three, it's a 14 foot wide single lane. Four, the condition is rated on the HUFT document as fair, should be updated to poor. Five, there's an area that needs better drainage. At this time, we talked about the need for a culvert in one section up near the S-curve, and it would need to be raised up with gravel, but this has not been done to weather conditions and scheduling priorities. I had Joe Avila blade the road that day and tried to make it more passable. I asked Joe to keep an eye on it more often and when it needed to be repaired to do so. I have gotten calls about the cattle guard on that road for repairs and cleaning in the past year, which was performed in 2024. Snow removal on this road is a low priority as we focus on major arteries like bus routes, mail routes, and heavily driven roads before this road would be addressed. Could be a couple of days before we get to it. I do not have any plans for this year to do any upgrades to this road. Of course, County Road 55.4 will not be vacated to its entirety. We will still have to maintain this road up to the Falduto's property line from County Road 60. At this time, we will look to see if any upgrades will be needed. As for County Road 66 from 53.7 to the dead end, pretty much the same scenario. However, this road has some gravel on it closer to 53.7, but after the bridge that crosses Highway 25 returns to dirt along the north side of the road near County Road 55.4, the bar ditch is extremely washed out and creates a hazard for road goers. There is an irrigation line that crosses the road from one parcel to the other, and it's not very deep in the bar ditch and is difficult to fix or maintain. These two roads are low priority and for the county based on traffic use. I do not see any upgrades in the near future to address the present condition. Keith Woodring."
Thank you, Mr. Grogan. Any questions or comments from Mr. Paldunos?
Yes. Anything?
Solemnly affirm under penalty of perjury, the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
And please state your name.
Tracy Falduto.
So I have been in touch with everybody. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Good afternoon, Commissioner. Thank you so much for your time and for being here for this special occasion. I appreciate Sean and all of his help with this situation. So Kinder Morgan and the state of Colorado were the only ones that emailed me back. However, I reached out to Burlington Northern Santa Fe, and I talked to him verbally. And I can give you his contact information. And I told him what our intentions were. And he said, you know, right now we're all about locking things up. And I spoke to Tri-State Energy, Joel, but I never got an email response back from them. But I did talk to everybody that has anything to do with this property. And you should have a letter from the Wilkinsons, who are the only ones that have the land to the east of us. That is not only accessible by County Road 55.4, but also accessible by the more eastern County Road 61. So this request does not landlock anybody. This request is literally just keeping what we have safe from poachers, from theft. We're just trying to keep it safest for us and our family and our cattle. And so with that, that's all I have for you. I appreciate your time. Do you have any questions for me?
My question was going to be about the railroad to see what they had to say. And, if there was a concern that they had. And my concern about just the whole thing is taking a county road, designating it. It's kind of sets a precedent because now if we decide we're going to do that, we almost have to do it. I don't know if you can pick and choose on a county road to do away with a county road or what. I'm not sure how that plays out. So that's my only concerns. Will we set a precedent by saying yes, or if we said no, if we keep the county road and everything? And that was just my concern. In other words, setting a precedent. I understand your situation and everything like that. But once you start saying yes to these, then somebody else could come in with another and say, well, you did it for them. And that was my only concern.
Well,
So
I could just say speak to that from my experience here on the Planning Commission. We have vacated county roads in the past for situations just like this. In fact, it wasn't too long ago we vacated a road in the same area for another party. I mean, it's been a year or two back, but I don't think it sets a
set
precedent. No, I don't think it sets a precedent.
precedent.
We've also had requests for vacations and they were denied. So, I mean, there's no precedent, I would think, that has been set from our prior decisions. It's a case by
That
case
was my
basis.
only concern.
From my understanding, there are only certain cases that you can request a road vacancy. One being that you at least own the land on both sides of that road. Two, the neighbors are on board with it, that it directly impacts, which you do have the letter from the Wilkinsons. Other than that, there's no other landowners that are directly impacted. Maintenance is another reason to ask for a vacation of a road. And if it doesn't go all the way through, were my understandings on researching this and making sure I dotted all my T's or crossed all my T's and dotted all my I's.
My other concern was when Mr. Paul do I need to have him come up or how does that work? Or can I talk generally across the board now?
If you can answer a question, I ask for a minute.
Okay. I'll
Solemnly affirm under penalty of perjury, the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
And please state your name.
Kirk Falduto.
Took longer to do that than what I'm going to ask.
Okay.
No, I just wanted to, last meeting we talked about is the maintenance of that road. Okay, right. Obviously it's poorly. I mean, if it's coming from, what would you do to? I mean, does it grow over? I mean, if we vacate it, is it still available? Does this county go out there? What arrangements Because it's still a county road.
Well, right? If it's vacated, then it's not a county road anymore.
Yeah, right.
So
it becomes yours.
It's ours to be responsibility. So we would take care of whatever we need to get in and out, which if it's muddy, we wouldn't use it. You know, yeah. We'd use it differently.
Okay.
So that, and also, that road is not going to be mowed over. It's not going to be changed. It's still going to be a road because that is the main road to several of our pastures. Okay. I think that's what you were asking, correct?
Right. I just wanted to clarify.
So we're not routing it or mowing it over or closing it down. No. So in case of emergency, if ever there was one that you needed access with that, sure. I mean, as long as it's passable, of course.
Yeah, it'll still be there.
I'm okay. Thank you. You answered my question. Thank you.
Comments from the audience?
Anthony Tamborelli, Justin Canyon Ranch, adjoining landowner.
I do solemnly affirm under penalty of perjury the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, just a couple quick reviews here on this county road. I know last fall, the Faldudos had a new cattle guard put in, a replacement for an old cattle guard, which that's my tax dollars. And so why would we, the county, put $5,000 in a replacement and we're going to vacate a road? I got photos of everything. As far as poaching, I live out there, you know. We have a ranch next to it, so I see what's going on. I pay attention. I don't believe the Faldudos are going to move out there. So as a landowner living there, I have concerns over this. Getting back to the road here. I've got some information on the railroad. I even have photos. So the railroad, and I didn't know this till I had somebody investigate it. So I wish I put this on the screen, but I can't. So the railroad has a very large right of way. And I have to count, it's a very large storage area. So I wondered why. So I had somebody dig into it. And that section of the railroad right there, they even have a new concrete crossing. That section of the railroad is a staging point, all documented with right of ways. It's a staging point for heavy equipment for the railroad to come in, unload, and maintain their rails. They come in on County Road 66, which is gravel. So that's why I always wondered why this area is so large. So it's a staging point for heavy equipment. They come in.
Yeah, I've been out there. I've seen that.
Yeah. Fact. So that's one thing. And that is documented in the So, I don't think that'd be good as far as the railroad part. The second part is, I don't know who wrote all that letter of the county. I didn't quite hear it. Hearing aids don't work good in the audience. But I don't know who wrote that letter, but I heard the name Avila, Joe Avila. Mm-hmm.
He's the supervisor for Aguilar.
No. Joe Avila, is it?
According to our records, he is.
Well,
or
yeah.
He was at the time.
I don't know if he's the supervisor or not, but whatever. Some of the people work for the county have no knowledge whatsoever. Believe me, I know. On March 14th, the county was down there blading that road. And I happened to be down there. I was 17. And I happened to be down there. And so I talked to one of the foremen, a nice young man. And I said, you guys are blading this road. He says, actually, we use this road to train our new grader operators. For the reason, he said, the straightaway, there's no traffic on it. And he says, we can take the time to train our blade hands right there. So that's what they were doing that day. That's why that road got bladed four times last year and two or three times this year. They're actually, they use that road for a training, to train their blade hands. So as I was there, the foreman got a call from another foreman in Trinidad. And he said, where are you guys at? He said, well, we're blading this road out here. He says, quit blading that road. He says, that road's going to be vacated by the county. So I'm just kind of wondering what's going on here. And that was on March 17th. So how could that farmer know that that road's going to be vacated? He says, so pull off. He says, don't blade that road anymore because they're going to vacate it. So that kind of disturbed me there, you know, the cut and dry deal. And as far as going back to Felduto's ocean, I've lived out there all my life, many years. We have no poaching. We have more deer and antelope killed on 53.7, where they paved that road, the old highway. We've had more deer and antelope hit there than ever been poached. In fact, I got Bob Holder involved in it last year to try to get speed limit signs on that paved road, get some traffic control. He came to the commissioners, nothing happened. There's been 32 deer and antelope killed on that little stretch of road because there is no speed limit signs, there's no law enforcement. And that goes in front of my place. So this is what I put up with. And then getting back to the Felduto's there, there's no poaching that goes on out there. The only thing they're going to poach is made an antelope, and there is no antelope out there because there's no water out there. The antelope is my property because I have water. Another thing, county, and then about my county road 53.7. So I think to take the pressure off of the commissioners and everybody else, I went out there a couple more times and looked. So I know that Felduto's are concerned about safety concerns of the buildings and whatnot that's out there to the public and whatnot. So I think what should be done, not to involve the county and get them involved, I think the Felduto's need to take the responsibility and put a fence along the county road, fence their property in, and leave the county road alone. I have photos. It would take about 400 feet of fencing, fence their property off, and leave the county road alone, and leave everything just like it is. That would take the burden off the planning and zoning commissioners. The county wouldn't be cut back for revenue for vacating the road, and I think it would solve a lot of problems. And that's all it would take to solve this problem. So it's 400 feet of fence, cut that out right there.
Mm-hmm.
So this one photo there, there's a fence already right there. All they have to do is put 400 feet that way, go this way, fence it right to that building, and it'd be done. This is their driveway right there where the fence would come from there, come across here. They can put a steel gate right there that goes into their buildings. then there would be no issue.
I've been out there and saw that, sir.
So you know where I'm talking about.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So, and then that, I think that would be the simplest solution and what caused issues with the county. It would cut the county off from receiving revenue, maintaining that road, and tell them just wouldn't have to worry about anybody going into their properties and getting hurt. If they do, they're going across the fence and they're trespassing, right? So this is what Felton is just trying to do for public safety. So that's my suggestion as a rancher and a landowner. If you have property and you don't want nobody in there, it's just like livestock. The fence laws of Colorado. It's not fence. Livestock in, it's fence them out. On this situation, you want to keep the public from your property. You fence it, you put a steel gate, you put locks on it. With the technology of the cameras today, if there is any trespassers, it can be monitored. And I think that would solve a lot of issues with the county and not deprive the county of having to vacate that and losing revenue for the county also. So that's my suggestion. I think everybody needs to take responsibility for their properties and take care of them if they're going to own them. So I could bring some more things up, but I don't want to cause enemies or failure.
Hey, you'd like to have a comment?
Sure.
Mr. Tamborelli, I can assure you I didn't know any of this. So if anybody says to you that...
About vacating the road?
Yeah.
That came from a foreman from the fairground.
I've never heard of anything.
Well,
I'm going to tell you. And I think if somebody said that, they were out of line because I never heard anything till we came last
yeah, meeting. Well, that young foreman up there in Agler, which is trying to do a good job. He's new and he's young, but he's trying to do a job right there. And yes, the road has been in poor condition, but they leave it there for a reason. That's why there's no gravel on. And you can probably contact some of these county guys. Don't deny it because they're probably friends with Faldudos. If they want the road closed, but
I'm just saying for us right now, I know I didn't hear anything about this until last meeting.
Well, I was right there in the truck when I was talking to that young foreman, and he got a call, and foreman from fairgrounds or whatever, he says, get off that road, says county's going to vacate it. So I was wondering if something's been cut and dried already that I don't know about.
We didn't know anything about it.
So. But anyway, I think the solution to this problem, to protect their property and whatnot, I think they need to take responsibility and fence that property off and leave the ranches like they are, okay? Because they will never go out there and live there. That ranch will be vacated. They have a nice home east of Trinidad, and they're not going to go out there because there's no water. They'd have to haul water if they put a road there. So thank you for your time.
Thank you.
You bet. But
Mr. Trumper,
that railroad deal, that's a...
Mr. Tamborelli. My name is Ed Trumper. I just want to comment on some of your comments, if I may, sir. I think, or due respect everything that you've mentioned as kind of a practical approach to solving the problem. But at the same time, I think you brought up the issue with the railroad and the equipment storage and all that kind of stuff there. Yet we have a letter from the railroad saying...
We did not get a letter from the railroad.
Oh, we did. Okay.
We got it from the Kinder Morgan,
okay,
which I believe is a power.
Which okay. is
power in right. the state.
I didn't know. So does the railroad... They were contacted?
The Faldudos had reached out to the railroad, but they did not respond.
Okay. All right. All right. My... my point was going to be that I felt that if they had responded, they would have had, or if it was of concern to them, they probably would have responded. And so they haven't. So, I mean, that would imply to me that it's not really a major issue for them. And I don't know that from County Road, the paved road 60, is that what it is, to 66 to where the Faudu's property is at.
Yeah, it's kind of 66.
And that road's going to remain there. So I would think that the railroads, obviously, they have a right of way there. They're still going to be able
to get okay. The railroads still have a right of way. But if Faudu's put a gate up at the beginning of 66, okay, not all railroad employees will have a key or whatnot. Okay, they send workers in from all over, and they're not going to want to go chasing a key to get into their railroad press. They send them to Springs, they send them to Pueblo, they send them down here to do different things, yeah. And they don't want to have to go through chase somebody around for a locked gate.
That's certainly a valid position, but I don't know that. They don't already deal with that situation with propane tanks and everything else.
The railroad uses County Road 53.7 a lot. I see their service trucks go by my place all the time. I see them coming out of Road 66 mainly. Mm-hmm. There is, from exit 34, there is a railroad road that goes along railroad to places that's narrow where they can't get in there. Some of their bigger service trucks for rail replacements and whatnot. So they use this other one up here. And I got that railroad crossing number is 244657D. That's the railroad crossing number. So, okay. Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes.
I think now I'm still under oath. Tracy Faldudo again. So the gentleman I spoke to directly at the Burlington Northern's name is Eric Hurt. He took over, this is the fourth new guy in a year that's taken over that area of the train. And I explained to him our plan. It's not a key lock. It's a combination lock with a sign posted on the gate of our names and a direct phone number to us. It did not seem to be an issue to him. Apparently the railroad's having similar issues of theft, so he was all for it. And I took the same approach. If I didn't get an email response back or any fight back or pushback, then I'm assuming it was okay, because not only did I notify him, I notified the area director, Lindsay, and there was no pushback from there either. I will gladly share those emails and this contact information, number one. Number two, while I appreciate the quick fix to our alleged problem, it's a little bit more than that. So when you vacate a road, our goal is to gate it off and to be able to run cattle freely across these roads to our pastures, since we do own both sides of primarily County Road 66. I just wanted to reiterate that one more time.
Any questions, comments? We have a motion by the planning commission members.
I'd make a motion that we approve the application VR 2025-001 by Tracy and Kirk Faldito. For the seeking to vacate 1.7 miles of County Road 55.4 and 2.09 miles of County Road 66. And I want to clarify something here. I'll make a point. Mr. Faldudo, Tracy are veterinarians, and I have bought cattle from them. They do my veterinarian work, and I just want you to know that relationship I have with him is a business relationship, not a personal relationship. And in no way is it having a bearing on how I feel about this. I just want to clarify that so that everybody knows that, because I I do do business with them.
Before I give an answer, I'd just like to make some comments, if that's
sure.
Okay. My concern is the railroad making sure we have something there. I'd like to be a caveat on that and to make sure that they're okay with it before we just, you know, say yes. On the other side of that is Mr. Leone last meeting brought up about his access. As long as I know that they have access to their property, and those would be a caveat to something. Did you have?
Mr. Leone didn't have any problem.
Yeah, Mr. Leone, once he figured out the road.
I mean, as long as that stays the same, right? Yeah. He has access to his. Okay, that's what I wanted to make sure.
There's no peak out.
Yeah, right. That was brought up, and I understand that. But I just want to make sure it's still the same.
Mm-hmm.
We're not saying okay to
Okay.
I don't know if I'm out of line.
You have a motion. You close the hearing. You have a motion on the table.
There's a motion. You're going to need to either second it or.
I will second. I will second it. I just want to make sure that the railroads are there. So
as far as access, I have.
Go ahead. We have a motion on the floor.
Oh.
And we're going to call for a vote. Okay, all in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. We will send this on to the County Commission. Council, do you have any?
No, do we have a date?
I can get you a date. Remember, we have to send out the 10-day letter. That first in May. Yeah, we can do May 6th because we've got to send notices out for 10 days before. They get it out together. May 6th. At May 6th, but handful.
May 6th, okay. I'll forward it to you.
Set out the agenda for
we have any further business that should come before this meeting at this time?
We do not.
And then I'll call for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second. Moon and second to adjourn. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you all for coming. Your comments.